All right, here you have it. To walk or conduct oneself with an insolent air, strut, to boast or brag. So obviously, you know, swagger doesn't fit us whatsoever. But on a serious note, you know, Brandon Fields is our Man of the Year Award nominee. It's a real tribute to him. He makes a lot of sacrifices, very unselfish with his time. His wife, Katie, as well. They do so much in the community for others. He's certainly very well deserving. We had other guys, but I want to congratulate him on that.
Joe, on that note, can you talk about Brandon's season? Obviously, you guys just recognize him for off the field stuff. On the field, what have you seen from him this season?
Yeah, he's kicking the ball very well. You know, he's again, I think statistically, I don't have it in front of me. He's up there in regard to the rankings of all NFL punters, and you know, he's a valuable asset to the football team. I mean, you know, field position is one of the things we stress all the time, and he's a guy that can really impact field position. He's got not only a strong leg, but he's, you know, has the ability to place the ball in spots where we want it on a consistent basis, and you know, he's just very professional in everything he does. He takes it very serious. He's a good locker room guy. He's well respected by his teammates and the staff, and a great guy to have.
Have you been around many punters that boast so well? Usually you got one that boom the punts, got a strong leg, but he also can be a short touch punts.
Yeah, he's very, you know, he's very good. He's good at his job. He does it. He does everything well, and he works extremely hard at it.
Speaking about the difficulty of a 4-game losing streak, I mean, you guys had one earlier this year when you were an assistant in Green Bay. Actually, back in 2004, you guys had one, and ended up making the playoffs. The difficulty of that and how you can get a team to kind of get out of that.
Well, as you know, you live week to week, you know, so you don't really think in terms of, you know, winning streaks or losing streaks. You know, you come in on Monday morning and you watch the tape and you evaluate what exactly went wrong, if it was a loss, or what went right. And usually there's three or four plays that distinguish, you know, in the games, at least this year, that we've been in. So, you know, you just kind of, you can't get too high or too low. You got to just keep coaching and teaching and keep working. There's no, you know, I don't know anybody that has the magic formula. You just got to keep coaching and keep working and, you know, keep trying to study and watch what happened and correct it. Again, not necessarily. I mean, you just have to – you can't get caught up in that. You know, we've won X amount of games in a row. We've lost X amount of games in a row. The focus has to be on preparing your team to play the game that they have right out in front of them. And that's, you know, what we've attempted to do. Well, it takes extra time by those guys. I mean, they can't just, you know, they sit in the install meeting with everybody else. But obviously, if they've just arrived that particular week, some of the terminology is not going to be very familiar. I mean, when the film gets up there, you know, they're going to recognize football. They're going to recognize 2x2 formations or under defenses and those type of things. So the real key is getting them caught up to the system and the terminology, and that's where the staff comes in. And those guys, you know, we have a setup in the staff where oftentimes the assistant, you know, coach may be the guy, the Blue Adams last week, maybe the guy that spends a lot of time working with these guys to get them caught up, because our other coaches are, you know, their schedules are pretty tight. They're game planning and moving on. You know, we can't necessarily, we got to have the input of every coach into the game plan. So I think it's a credit to our staff. It's a credit to the players that have been brought in here, that they eager to contribute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be concerned about it. I mean, you have to see exactly, you know, how strong is it, a crosswind, is it at your back, is it swirling, is it, you know, it's hard to control some of those things and predict. I mean, we've even been in our stadium sometimes and thought we did the right thing at the end of the half, and all of a sudden the fourth quarter the wind's blowing a different way. I mean, so, you know, you make educated decisions on the information that you have to the best of your ability. And, you know, you just try to be smart. You know, if you're throwing out breaking routes to the field, you know, 20 yards deep into the wind, you know, you got to think about that. You know, you got to think, is that the smartest thing to do? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really thought about, you know, I don't really rank the conditions. I mean, it's going to be fine. It'll be the same. We'll be all right.
Noah, in general, how closely do you think coaches and quarterbacks are associated in this league? And specifically, what about you and Ryan, especially since you started in the same year?
Yeah, I think it's a quarterback's a very important position in the National Football League. And you know, I think I've talked a number of times of what we're, you know, some of the specifics that we're looking for in our quarterbacks in relation to decision-making, accuracy, and playmaking ability. And, you know, we think Ryan's developing nicely. He's progressing well. He's doing some awful good things on the field. And, you know, we're glad we have him.
How closely do you think you and Ryan will be tied? I mean, you know, you got Brady, Belichick, and Tomlin, Roethlisberger. Do you see sort of a relationship of that sort, either from afar?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm the football coach of the Miami Dolphins. He's our quarterback. Like I said, I like what he does on the field. I love the way he approaches his job every single day in the building. He does an excellent job in the community. He's an unselfish individual. I think he's doing well. So I'm very pleased with him.
Notice John Danny out there when we get to you. Is he did he practice or is he excused?
Yeah, we'll be updating you guys in a few minutes on that.
So what can you do better than this Rod Morey Williams making those plays?
Yeah, well, you know, he's a handful. I mean, the guy's an excellent football player, and he's got you know, variety of skills in his arsenal, so to speak. I mean, he's got speed, he's got power. You know, he's got good lateral quickness, so he can, you know, come around the edge and beat you, and he's quick enough to come inside and beat you. So we're going to have to just have good fundamentals. You know, we've got different schemes and different ways to handle them. But as I've said many times, you know, at the end of the day, at times, you know, a defense can dictate, unless you want to just get one receiver out in a route, they can dictate, you know, one-on-one blocks. And you have to have players confident in their ability to protect one-on-one, and I'm confident our guys will do a good job. We have to do a better job fundamentally and schematically as well.